Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title with the show.
I'm Tice Green, and I play Annas in Jesus Christ Superstar.
And remind us who Annas was. He's sort of, I guess, on the high priest side.
He is very much on the high priest side. He's definitely in the evil sector of the show.
Right. He's sort of the antagonist who views Jesus as a threat throughout this whole thing. So you're on the villain side of this thing. But cool. Let's tell everybody it's Jesus Christ Superstar, the hit musical, rock up musical coming to Kennedy Center, February 22nd through March 13th. In case our listeners been living under a rock, give them the general, remind them just the whole general premise, how it began as like a rock opera in the 70s.
Yes. Well, spoiler alert, because I don't know, maybe they've read the book. Jesus Christ Superstar. It was Andrew Lloyd Webber who wrote it. And, he wrote Cats and Phantom of the Opera and Evita and a million other musicals. And it was his first musical. It's basically like a rock version of The Passion of the Christ. So get that into your mind, and any possible visualization of that you could think, that's what it is on stage.
Awesome. And you joked that they hadn't read the book, but obviously we know what book we're talking about, but remind our listeners as it unfolds in this story, where do we pick up in the whole, Jesus story and the crucifixion and everything? Is it birth till death, or remind us the general, the storyline?
Yeah, so it basically starts around the time that Jesus is got this following, so to speak, that's building up, and it's really kind of told from the perspective of Judas. I kind of jokingly refer to the show as the Gospel According to Judas, because it starts, the very first number in the show is Judas singing to Jesus and basically him saying, "Whoa, this started off as just like, you being a really great guy and wanting to do all these really great things. But now these people are really obsessed with you." And so it's really kind of Judas that drives the narrative about Jesus getting a little too big for his britches, so to speak. It starts off a few days before the Last Supper. You go through the Mary situation, there's the Last Supper, and then there's the betrayal, and then all the way through the crucifixion, and then it ends right after the crucifixion. So again, spoiler if you haven't read the Bible, or if you don't know anything about the Bible, but or anything about Jesus, so that's kind of what happens.
Oh yeah, and I'm basically just getting that for soundbite purposes, because I'm pretty sure everybody's gonna know the story.
Yeah, of course.
Or have seen the musical or the movie. Gosh, when the first every time I just hear the title, I immediately want to burst into "What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening." It's just looping in my head. In addition to that one, yeah, remind them some of the hit musical numbers that take place through the show.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of hits. Yeah, there's a bunch of hits in the show. There's "I Don't Know How to Love Him." There's "Heaven on Their Minds." There's "Could We Start Again, Please?" Then there's "Gethsemane," Jesus's big number.
Then there's like the title song, right? "Superstars," a big one.
Yeah, of course. Why do I always forget that one? I hear it every single night. Why do I get it? Yeah, "Jesus Christ Superstar." I don't sing it, so you don't get to hear me sing it, but.
Exactly. And then is "Everything's All Right," which is the one where they say "What's the buzz, tell me what's happening?" Is that one? No, that's its own song.
Yeah,
"What's the buzz?" It's its own song.
That is its own song. Yeah. You've got, yeah, there's quite a lot of songs in it. It's all, it's all totally sung through. So,
right.
Sometimes what's funny about the show is that, like, for me, because I'm there every single night, obviously. But because it's all the way sung through, a lot of times, the name of the songs that people know them as, like as they played on the radio back in the day, are not actually called that in the show, because they technically, like, they swerve into each other. So like "Everything's All Right," I think is labeled as something different in the show because it comes after like the Hosanna theme or whatever. But "What's the Buzz" happens right at the beginning. "Everything's All Right." It's, yeah, "Everything's All Right." It's like 15 minutes into the show.
Right, man. It's just legendary stuff. And you mentioned it was, you know, at the top you mentioned Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote the music, but we'd be remiss not to mention that the lyrics was the one and only Tim Rice, who's
Tim Rice,
also a legend. The Lion King was what I grew up on with him. But man, he's done everything. Well, very, very cool. So that's the music, and so paired with the music, of course, we have the great period visuals of, you know, the biblical era. Describe what we see on stage at the Kennedy Center. You know, what do we got costume wise, set wise, that kind of stuff?
It's pretty intense. I mean, this production is so interesting because I kind of joke that Jesus Christ Superstar historically has been done in like potato sacks, where everybody's kind of on stage with like, with very, you know what I'm talking about.
I think, right? They're going to take off in a sack race or something.
Yes, basically. And I, ours is like, I don't know if I want to say it's been modernized necessarily, but like, there's so much intense dancing in the show that they had to build costumes, you know, to be able to get the essence of the show, but to also make sure that the dancers in the show were able to actually, you know, be able to freely dance. And so it's kind of like an athleisure show. There's a lot of like track pants and tennis shoes, and the ensemble is, you know, very, very fit and very active. And the costumes reflect that. Everything's very like tailored and cut and stuff. The set is this giant, these giant like pillars that go all the way up into the rafters. And what's so amazing about the brilliantness of the set design is that they have been designed in a way where at various moments during the show, when the lights hit the set, you see the vision of a cross in different ways.
Wow.
And it's kind of like the Easter egg of the show.
Pun intended.
If you blink, you kind of miss it. Yes. Oh, ha ha ha. Yes. Pun definitely intended.
Did you flub into that one, or did you mean to do that?
No, I flubbed. I flubbed. We don't even get Easter in the show, right? We're right. But yeah, it's the set is amazing, and the lighting is definitely the most visually spectacular production that this show has ever seen.
Wow. And yeah, it's so cool when even right down to the lighting that you can paint, you know, crosses and symbolic stuff in the background. Like then we're cooking with gas. That I love how theater can come together. Like that. Cool. Well, I guess we at least need to touch on who plays our Jesus and our Judas. Let me make sure I have this right. So I know the original concept album was Ian Gillan as Christ and Murray Head as Judas. And then the Broadway cast was Jeff Fenholt as Jesus and the great Ben Vereen as Judas. And then of course, Ted Neely and Carl Anderson in the movie, just rocking it. Who do we got here?
So our Jesus is Aaron Lavigne, and our Judas is Omar Lopez Shapiro. Aaron was in Aaron was on Broadway in Spider-Man the Musical, Omar was in American Idiot and On Your Feet, which was the Gloria Estefan musical.
Right, man. From
Spider-Man. And they're amazing. I mean, they're
from Spider-Man, Spider-Man to Jesus, and that's quite a trend. That's some range.
That's right.
Very, very cool. All right. Well, you know what? Tell me. Well, you just dished on, you know, the two leads there, but tell me about a little more about yourself. I know you have the folks at the Kennedy Center were telling me that you have quite an awesome track record yourself. That you is it true that you've opened and toured for like Air Supply and Heart and Berlin and all these bands?
It's true. It's crazy. My life has been so crazy because I really am a theater kid, tried and true. You know, growing up, I was totally like the theater nerd that was listening to every single, cast album that was out there. But at the same time, I also grew up listening to 80s rock. I mean, I'm a 90s kid, but my parents always played 80s music, and I just always have thought that 80s rock is just the best freaking music. And I would listen to singers like Ann Wilson. And the way that I learned how to sing was literally just screaming in the shower and trying to sing as high as those rock singers. And it just sort of came to pass that while I was pursuing my musical theater career, I ended up meeting the songwriter Jim Steinman, and you would know him as the guy that wrote all the Bat Out of Hell albums for Meatloaf, and he wrote Total Eclipse of the Heart for Bonnie Tyler. Yeah, rest in peace. We lost him last year. And we just lost Meatloaf. We lost Jim Steinman last year, and we lost Meatloaf just a couple months ago, or last month. So, you know, I got involved with them, and that's really how all the band stuff started, because, you know, Air Supply, Jim wrote Making Love Out of Nothing at All for Air Supply. I mean, it's really cool. What's funny is the way that Jesus Christ Superstar came about, was really kind of on the coattails of that, because when they were producing this show and kind of conceptualizing it, they were looking for people who had some kind of, music performance background in addition to theater. But, the show is so cool in that it is like a Broadway show. So you get all the cool Broadway elements of theater that you love, but they've also infused a lot of rock concert elements. So we have microphones, like handheld mics throughout the show. It really is kind of like the perfect blend of a Broadway musical and a rock concert. And it's perfect for this show because it's just 90 minutes of singing. There's no intermission. It just top to bottom is singing, no talking. And people that come to see the show, they are, like you said, they already know it. And our director told us at the beginning of rehearsals, he was like, you know, this isn't a show that you have to pretend like you're finding the moment, you know, as you find it. You know, it's not this sort of like super dramatic theater. It's more like, we're doing this show because we know people know it. People are going to be singing along in the audience. They're coming to, you know, sort of like relive the memories of growing up with this show. And that's what we're giving it to them. We're coming out on stage going, we know you know this, and we're going to give you exactly what you want. And I think it's brilliant.
Oh yeah. And to see it in the Kennedy Center and all the, in the handheld mics, all those badass rock elements, musical elements.
Yeah.
Kennedy Center is going to be great. And it's funny, you mentioned, you know, growing up, you know, learning to sing from just screaming, like, you know, Ann Wilson of Heart and stuff. I'm pretty sure that Heart's voice is still echoing around the halls of the Kennedy Center after I'm sure you saw their Led Zeppelin thing at the Kennedy Center Honors, right? On YouTube.
Are you kidding me? I watch it on repeat, like probably once a week.
It's the best one ever. It's the best one. Maybe, well, yeah, Aretha Franklin rocked it the other year, rest in peace too. But man, that Heart Zeppelin thing, when that choir comes out for that final thing and Robert Plant's Jimmy Page, they're like tearing up. I'm glad you've seen it.
I got to tell you something. Have I seen it? Of course I've seen it. I got to tell you something. Anne and Nancy, I mean, I don't want to embarrass them by giving their ages, but they're in their 60s, and their voices have held up stronger than anything I've ever heard. They really, really, and I would argue to say that Nancy can sing better than she did before. She was always the guitar player. And of course she has an amazing voice, but you can hear like on some of the early albums, like, you know, she didn't quite have the same kind of strength that Anne did, but I think as she's gotten older, she's been able to figure that out. And Anne still sings everything in the original keys. Like they're insane. So, and that performance is, that Kennedy Center performance is, you're right, it's just one of the most iconic things that's ever graced the stage.
Yes, that Stairway to Heaven, and now this is your own Stairway to Heaven with Christ Story.
I got
one final tie-in for you with that, man. You mentioned Air Supply. Okay. We interviewed them a couple, gosh, maybe half a year ago or something. And the guy, you know, the duo, they're from Australia. They actually met by doing a production of Jesus Christ Superstar in Australia. That's how they met.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy. All the different people that have been brought together by the show over the years.
That is such a testament to this show. And things like that have happened in my career in a very similar way. Like there's always one tie to something. But when you think about, I mean, honestly, when you think about rock music in general, everything is connected. And Jesus Christ Superstar is a show that, you know, it's been around for so long that it really bridged the gap between like, stage you know, before people were doing shows like Anything Goes, and it was like Papa Doo Dah Day. And you know, here were these two guys, Tim Rice and Papa Doo Dah Day.
Yeah.
That's
yes,
my,
this
that's
was
my
a whole Ethel this Merman. Was a whole different thing. Yes.
And it's worth mentioning that Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice, it was their first musical that they ever wrote, and they wrote it when they were in college. They were both like 22 years old. They wrote this thing. They wrote this thing when they were 22 years old. So it's been around forever, and everybody and their dog knows it. So I love doing it. It's a great show to sing every night.
Everybody and their dog. I don't know if my dog could sing it. I'll have to see if I'll ask her after we get off.
What's
the buzz? What's the bird? Awesome. Ooh. This has been hilarious. Thanks for being game to just take this interview wherever it went. real quick before we bow out, remind our listeners that they might have seen you on a little show called American Idol, right?
They may have seen me. I will admit. So yes, I was on American Idol in 2017. I will admit I only made it two rounds. So blink and you'll miss me. But that was a cool experience. I got to tell you, I'm also just very random. I'm a runway model on a Project Runway. So I do a lot of things. So if you happen to be watching the season of Project Runway, you'll see me strutting the runway.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you show up just about everywhere, my friend. But most pressingly, everybody come check him out at Jesus Christ Superstar at the Kennedy Center Opera House. It's going to be now or February 22nd through March 13th. So get your tickets now. Hey, thanks so much for doing this. This was a blast.
Thanks, buddy.